I think that I'm profoundly curious, wanting to understand what's not explained, what's hidden, so that light of awareness can open up and create space for understanding. When my mom passed in 2016, you know, my life transformed on a fundamental level, which I think is common for a lot of folks. And my experience and understanding of our relationship with ancestors really transformed, because I had experienced their presence in people's fields in sessions, and I think my understanding of their role and impact in our lives really opened up dramatically after that. I was born in Montana, but mostly grew up in Oregon. My parents divorced when I was 3 months old, so primarily I was raised by my mother along with my two older brothers. And when people work on me, what's interesting is they notice that early on it was a pretty rough ride. And in many ways, that's true. I think it was a really rough time for my mother to go into being a single mom very quickly, and along in that experience included encountering poverty in a way that she had not known before. So that experience of lack, even food scarcity, because we were both anemic really early on. And those types of experiences kind of become normalized for people. You know, we don't know any different. It's just what was. So, you know, it's sometimes really miraculous. In some ways, my life's been very challenging. And then on the flip side of that, I've also been very fortunate and actually have a lot of gratitude for the kinds of support that showed up. So there's kind of a resiliency, I think, that I've ended up cultivating despite the challenges that I've experienced. I really wasn't raised with any specific organized religious tradition in my family. Both my parents have a pretty strong science background, and so this sense of spirit or the non-physical was something that was associated with more of a mystery or a path of self-discovery. Sort of like, we don't know what that is, but we know it's there. And in that way, I think it left a lot of room for me to explore my own path and my own sense of knowing, which I'm pretty thankful for on lots of levels. Like a lot of folks, I grew up with family dynamics that at times were very heavy and intense. There was a lot of trauma for my mom, I think related to her relationship and trust issues with men, specifically with her dad, and then also with my father. So that repeating story of disappointment and rage, and in some ways a brokenheartedness, was a dominant theme that I grew up with. And so with that becoming to sort of a breaking point around the age of 12, you know, it became clear that I couldn't live with my mother in the same house anymore. And so I ended up moving in with my dad. And around 13, I came out. And that was a huge process and really transformed my experience and allowed me to be in a space that I was fully myself. And I had a lot of freedom, which was actually really good in many ways. In the mid-1980s, you know, the association with being gay was equal to AIDS. And at that point, AIDS was a death sentence. So that was a very heavy overlay to be in as a young person. And I was able to connect and fortunate enough to live in a community where there was a thing such as a gay and lesbian youth group. And so I was interacting with very advanced level ideas around identity and sexuality, and interfaced with folks in the university level as a high school student. And those things really transformed my perspective in the world at large. And I think that I keyed into and had an awareness of areas where people were repressed and had shame, and was aware of a much more complex psychological landscape in that experience. I ended up going to college to study fine art at the School of the Art Institute in Chicago, and plugged in with a really great community of artists and queer folks that were on the edge, I think, a lot creatively of what was going on in the early to mid-90s. Sometimes I think about the underlining motivation for making art for me, and I feel like a lot of that is about supporting an expansion of consciousness as far as the experience goes of being human on this planet. And I notice now in the work that I do as a healing practitioner that it's a similar motivation, that my interest is supporting the evolution of awareness in whatever way. So whether that comes in the experience of viewing an image or having an experience energetically, the motivation is to support the expansion and growth of humanity through the experience with individuals and groups. I think that the relationship that we have with the earth is profound on levels that in some ways we're beginning to remember as a population. The natural world's filled with metaphors and lessons that we can learn from. And I would actually propose that our survival relies upon working with that information on a level that, you know, we're still learning about. My first time receiving a past life regression session included a conversation with my higher self. And this experience was really transformative in my understanding of the nature of existing and our perception on this planet, and the bigger story of who we are and what we're doing on a spiritual level or a soul level. You know, I've really become clear that showing up in a role of service is a big part of why I'm on this planet at this time. And feeling into the ways in which I can connect with the most amount of people is what I would like to move more and more into as time goes on. I believe that it's our true nature to be healthy and expansive in our own space, individually, as well as collectively. And I think provided the right input and support, that we absolutely will grow into that space as a species. And in that way, I have great hope for what's ahead.